Yo, hey, everyone, it's Friday, everyone, chilling with my crew. That's what we call GG in the room. That's what we do. Oh shit, another podcast, machete on the mic, about to fucking go in on that ass. Oh yeah, we're talking about the heritage of our family. Stay tuned, it's gonna be funny, or maybe not. Maybe it's something you gotta do before you rot in the ground. Be down, please listen up to what I say. ADHD crew are here all day. Bam, bam, bam. I was really hoping you'd play like a cumbia or something.
Oh, yeah?
You know, play anything like that. Like a...
Right.
Oh, there you go. In Spanish.
Wanna la cubana, la cubana.
There's a reason why I tell you to play some maybe some South of the Border music. I want to go a little bit about, you know, since we talked about music on Wednesday, I want to have that carry over a little bit. What kind of music? Desperado. Me gusta la guitarra.
Ay, 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 ay.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. So do you ever embrace like Mexican music? Just recently.
Last couple years.
Does your family listen to, when they get fucked up and they start drinking, they don't listen to corridos?
No. They listen, my mom listens to like old Spanish music, like, you know, Edi Gourmet and Los Triolos Panchos, you know, like Sabor a Mi, you know that song?
No, play it. Not on the guitar. I'm talking about on the fucking your phone.
But yeah. No, you, I mean, it's like the old standards. They're like music from the 50s. That's the stuff that they listen to.
They're not that old, are they? Jesus, 50s.
No, but like that's the music that they listen to. Because that's what their parents listen to. Yeah, and then they listen to like Juan Gabriel. And they just listen to him. Uh-huh. And like we had one album by him. But that was pretty much the extent of it. My mom more recently has started getting into Spanish music, but not, still no corrido. They don't like banda or corridos or rancheras. They don't like any of that.
They don't like it?
No. Oh, they don't even listen to it.
Here's the crazy part.
I don't listen to that either. I listen to cumbias. I like cumbias.
I will be honest, man. I have a few friends who, when they get really fucked up, they like start playing Ramon Ayala and shit. Mm-hmm. Which, are you familiar with that guy?
I don't know. What's the song like?
Shut up. Are you serious?
I don't know. I might
God
know
damn it.
It,
dude. So Ramon Ayala is like basically one of the biggest, Mexican fucking like artists, like for these type of music. This, you know, there's a bunch of different genres, just like anything else. But my friend gets all fucking, every time he gets fucked up, he, Jesus, this is not bad. This is not good at all. Anyway, I don't think they have him on here. But he gets fucked up and starts playing fucking old rancheras and corridos and stuff. And I didn't like it until recently for some reason.
Now you're liking it?
The other night, I got really fucked up. And me and my friend were fucking started playing like Tigres del Norte.
Oh, really?
Oh, some old shit, dude. And then, you know what? Like, maybe you might not, it might not be like my go-to, but it just kind of just recently just became kind of like, like I missed that. And there was some stuff that I just realized that I just knew. Songs that I knew, I don't know the words to, but I know the song. Yeah. I don't know what they're saying all the time.
Yeah.
But I know the fucking song. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's insane, dude. It is really insane. I want to embrace that a little bit more because that's a part of who I am. As I'm getting older, you're realizing like, oh, I got to go back to my roots or whatever.
Yeah. Is that what your parents would have listened to?
No.
No.
There's a few albums I know they listen to. My mom
listened to a lot of like funk and like 70s rock and stuff. Like, she was a big fan of the Doors and stuff.
Oh, tight.
my dad listened to classic rock because he was a mechanic. So almost exclusively, you know, and he had, and every now and then they listen to stuff. They would listen to Little Joe every now and then. But let me play
Fat Joe?
No, Little Joe. Little Fat Joe.
Little Fat Joe.
All right, let me play some Ramon Ayala for you guys. Oh, shit. This is the one. This is like fucking commercial.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, Ramon Ayala, get that money, bro. Ever heard this?
I mean a lot of that music sounds similar. I mean, a lot of sounds the same, so I feel like I have, even though I haven't. Maybe, or maybe I have, I don't know. His voice sounds familiar. I think I've definitely heard his voice before.
So, and you know what? Like I said, I normally wouldn't really give a shit in general. I'd be like, whatever. I go, quit playing that fucking music. But for some reason, now with the new Trump administration, I want to just fucking let my roots fly, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do, yeah. So we embraced it. And it's fun. And I think you should embrace it too, because there's sometimes you don't fucking, you know, so you just don't know. It's good though. You know what I mean? It's good. So what Mexican music do you like besides the cumbias?
I like all that stuff. Like I mentioned that my parents listen to. I like all that stuff too.
Salieron de San Isidro, procedentes de Tijuana, traían la llanta del carro repletas.
The thing that I like about it really hit me one night when, like, well, we had already started playing like the cumbias in Spanish a little bit, but then one night outside of the bar we would play at, there was like people on the street, like just jamming, like doing like a percussion thing, and there was at downtown Riverside, it gets just packed with people. Like after the bars let out, they all hang out in this one corner, and it's just filled with people, and they often have like a drum thing going on. And I just heard that somebody had like a cymbal and they're going, and that was it. And I was like, and I just heard that, and I was like, fuck, that little fucking thing is so rhythmic and so, it makes you want to dance so much. And all it is just one fucking cymbal going, but you can hear everything. You can hear the whole thing. And that's really. Yeah, there you go. And it's just like, it just really hit me how fucking powerful that rhythm is.
Dude, that fucking, the accordion is no joke, bro.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Oh no, here it comes.
Who is that?
This is Michael Salgado. That's enough of that. But you know what? The thing is, sometimes you just don't, I don't say how years I was like ashamed of my heritage, but it's something you just don't own because
I just wasn't ever connected to it. And I think that's probably what you felt like. Like, I just never, like, besides the food, of course, but you know, like music, the TV or any of that shit, I just never,
Americanized for sure.
Like, I've definitely felt like, you know, like Southern Californian, like that's part of being my experience of being Mexican is being Mexican American, not being like fucking my family just came over kind of Mexican.
But your family is.
But that's why there was like, it was a little bit weird too.
Like, do you know where your family is from? Like from Mexico? Would you ever think to ask?
Well, my dad barely knows. Like he knows, but he has little connection to it too.
I know, but you should know though.
He knows.
But I don't know. What I'm saying. You should ask. You should find out.
It's, my mom, I don't think they know.
Because look, they don't know. I was working on a podcast with...
I mean, for us, it's going back like fucking 150 years.
When no,
going,
it's not. It's not.
It is. Well, like, because it's going back like easily like 80 years. Because my, okay, my that's dad... Fair enough,
yeah.
My dad, my grandpa, he was born in 1900.
Okay.
So it's close to 100 years, and I think he came here when he was like 20. So okay. That's like 100 years ago he came to America.
What's the date?
Yeah. And my mom's side, I don't even know if they know, really.
Dude, well, you don't know that they don't, if they know or not. So there's,
it's obviously not that, you know.
Well, what I'm saying, I understand there. That. And, you know, I want to just express this as a person who's like a little older than you.
Yeah. It was 100 years ago I was born.
Well, you know, it's just something that you should embrace because, like I didn't embrace it. It was around me. I'm not saying like everyone played that shit because my family didn't. My family played a few select albums, like
yeah, a little bit,
and I you know, was Little Joe was one of them. There's like this live album that they always played, and every time like family got together, they played this album and they played a few other. You know, my mom was a fan of the Gypsy Kings, but that has nothing to do with the Mexican tradition. But yeah, I think you should try to embrace it. That's what I'm saying. Cause as you get older, it's like, it's your identity and it's who you, I know it's like, it's not who you are, but it's where your family came from, you know? And I'm starting to embrace that more as all, especially just seeing this new revolution of like proud fucking, you know, people who are just killing it right now. So
they like, and they like Luis Miguel too, but this is like an 80s version of the song I'm talking about. Yeah, that's not even fucking good. Fuck that. let me show you what I'm talking about. Because I mean, the... Like, embrace it, but it's like... it's not even that really connected to me because my parents never really even listened to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like...
My parents, like I said, didn't listen to it either. But the thing is that since I was around a lot of people who are Mexican, my friends...
Like this old kind of stuff. That's what my parents listen to. And this stuff I like. I really like this kind of stuff. Especially the guitar is tight.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
So Linda Ronstadt, who's that famous singer who's Mexican,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She put out a Mexican, like...
She did, like, standards like that.
Yeah, Spanish album. My mom loved that shit.
Yeah, I think I've heard some of
it. And it's fucking amazing, but I didn't understand it. I wasn't connected to it. But these, like, other friends of mine, when we're fucked up, their parents maybe were a little bit closer to either... first generation or themselves being first generation Mexicans.
Yeah.
Because I'm third generation. Man, so, and I understand that. Yeah. So that's the reason why I could relate.
Well, you're third?
Yeah. So my grandparents.
Your grandparents were from there.
My grandparents were from Mexico.
Okay. Yeah. Same. And that's the thing that, like, I didn't find a lot of people to relate to, honestly, like in high school, because everybody else was like second generation.
Right.
So they're fucking chunti or whatever you want to call it. You know, they're paisas, you know what I mean? And like my family wasn't. So it's like there wasn't a lot of people that like my family could relate to. But it sounds like you had a similar story with that.
Well, I mean, it was just.
But I had a lot of friends that were like that, but not like me.
I had a lot of friends who were more in touch with their Mexican heritage than I was. Honestly, that's the truth. No, I'm not saying that.
Paisa.
No, they were, but you know, they embraced it more. So I literally had people who, I knew people, not my friends or anything, but people who would dress like in cowboy fucking attire, would have a cowboy hat, fucking, what do you call it, cowboy boots with fucking Wranglers on.
Fucking alligator and boots and shit.
Yeah, and they'll have one of those fucking neckties, fucking whatever. So yeah, I mean, I just, they were about that. And I always thought that was stupid. I was like, you guys are dumb, whatever.
Yeah.
And it is dumb still. Yeah. Like, get over the cowboy hat. It's fucking whack. However, I mean, that's like,
I just bought a cowboy hat.
Fuck it, you know? So, yeah, I mean, it's something that I guess now that I'm getting older, you want to find out a little bit
find out where you guys are from?
I found out where my mom's side and my dad's side's from.
Where?
My mom's side is from like Jalisco area, okay. and my dad's side's from Mexico City.
Oh, okay.
So they grew up like, you know what
Dang,
I mean?
So did you see that Narcos Mexico?
Not yet.
Really?
Yeah.
It's dope.
No, it's not. It's whack.
It's really fucking good.
I heard it was whack. From who? Really whack. From Narco Junior.
NarcoReddit.com.
No.
No, it's really good. It's really good. Yeah.
So yeah, that was just one of the things I think you should really embrace, dude.
I'll look into it.
There's some dope music too. Obviously, you're not just for a monetary reason. No. Like, oh, we're getting into it because that's what makes money, bro.
Nah, actually, I honestly fucking love it, dude. That rhythm is just so cool, and I love the piano playing in that style of playing. It's just so rhythmic, and it's just really cool, and it's very different than anything that I would play before. So I really fell in love with the piano playing too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should embrace some old shit. I know you've been, I saw some of your videos and stuff on YouTube. I just noticed, I was like, dude, you're singing in Spanish, bro.
I did.
How did you do that?
Just started fucking doing it, bro. I mean, honestly, there's no secret to it other than just trying to pronounce the words correctly. And
who's your fucking
Christina? Okay, yeah, she tells me Christina.
So you, my
mom, her mom, yeah, they all.
Do you ever think about learning Spanish? Do you think about learning it?
Oh, I'd love to learn to speak Spanish. I just fucking it doesn't fucking stick, bro. I've done a lot of trying.
For real?
Yeah,
you took Spanish in high school.
Oh yeah, but I didn't try when in high school though. Mm. Afterwards, I've tried, like, I did that Duolingo thing that did not help at all.
Wow.
I don't know. It's not good. I wish I could. I really do. And learning the songs in Spanish has helped me at least get familiar with some of the words. But you know, it's always the same words, like corazón, amor, and it's like always the same fucking 10 words. But it's a good challenge. I like learning some songs in Spanish. You know, when you find a good one that you want to do, it's pretty tight.
I was participating on a podcast one time. I was recording. Jesus, who am I trying to make myself sound more important than I am? So I was recording this podcast, and before it started, it was with a guy who does the show. He does a show that's on PBS called fuck, Know Your Roots or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So he'd go to famous people like, I don't know, Paul Rudd or something.
Yeah.
And he would just go, hey, this is your family was from here. And he starts going backwards.
Wasn't that the show that Ben Affleck got outed like his family owned slaves?
Oh, possibly.
I think it was.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, like found out that he owned slaves and he had to like apologize. He's like, I'm very sorry my ancestor owned slaves.
What the fuck? He had nothing to do with
it. I know, that's he really did. But he still has slaves.
No, but so, yes, there's this dude. He's like the guy who hosts the show. They were interviewing him. Brilliant guy. Harvard fucking genealogy major. He's fucking amazing. He basically, he just was like, oh, yeah. I stepped into the room and he goes, we have another interview to do. Can you guys just hang tight for a little bit? And we're like, all right, cool. And because he was a busy guy, he had a bunch of people coming in. And while they're setting up, he looks at me and he goes, hey, what part of Mexico are you from? And then I was just like, because a lot of people don't, they see me and they're like, oh, you're Samoan or you're Hawaiian or I get.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I get that a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've gotten random ones before, but
I know you too, for sure. You do for sure.
Oh, yeah. I get fucking Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Middle Eastern or fucking Indian. Indian.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were Indian.
You racist maniac.
I never said anything.
I just didn't like you until I found out you were Mexican.
I told him, I don't really know. And he's like, oh, he goes, it's something that you should really find out. I mean, it's, you know, this is who you are. And a lot of good information basically schooled me on some shit. It was just like, there's a lot of good information that can come from knowing your ancestors and where you came from. Our bodies are essentially from their habits. Our bodies were basically conditioned from their habits. I'm like, what does that mean? You know, essentially, you know, because just now, if you think about it, I'm just going to go off on a little bit of a tangent, but like, if you think about how like someone's, someone's body.
We have their genes from back then.
We have their genes. Also, they're probably like, how much has food changed in the past like 40, 50 years?
A ton.
Unrecognizable. Unrecognizable. So anybody, like our bodies had this system and we had this diet for thousands, hundreds of thousands of years that was carried on all the way up to like the fucking, I don't know, the beginning of the 1900s. So what I'm really getting at is like he's like saying if you could find see what your ancestors, who you are, how they ate, then you can copy that because what's happened is that we've gotten too far away from food.
And it should be fine for you if you eat.
Yeah,
like that.
You should be, you know. So there's like he did that. He saw this other lady who was interviewing her him, and he's like, oh, you're from blah blah blah. He knew certain things, and he's like, just based on his, because he does this all the time, based on like people's facial features and stuff like that. He got down on this one chick. She was interviewing him, and
he before went down started, on this one chick.
He got down, and then went down. He said some fun shit. I was just like, holy shit, dude, you know your shit. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. You guys should really think about getting your fucking
dude, culture. What's that website where you get the
23andMe?
Yeah, I get that done. Have you thought about doing that?
Yeah,
dude, maybe we should do it for the show. Oh shit!
You know those tests are $100 each.
We got it. Thanks to the people on Patreon.
All right, let's do it.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be really fun to know. That'd be tight. Serious. Yeah, that'd be fucking.
I'm gonna find out in India.
And we're gonna waste all our money.
You're gonna be Samoan.
That'd be dope. But it really breaks it down, and it's like, you know, we should really know these things about us,
dude. That's I'm down. I'm totally down to do that. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. What's it? However, it just comes back and it just says bison.
Fucking Mexican piece of shit.
But I don't know. I don't know if other people have that, because
I've heard that people have done those tests multiple times and they get different results.
Ooh.
Multiple times. So question the validity. Well, maybe, validity, but
maybe it's because there's more information now. You do it like a week at for
yeah, maybe.
Time. Who knows?
Or let's just take it
a
and take
a,
it as
a lot of people say like fuck that, they're putting us in a database. I'm like, yeah, I know, but what's the harm in that? We gotta just fucking document ourselves.
What are they gonna do with my fucking genes?
Yeah, what have you done with yours?
They definitely not gonna wear them.
I wonder, because the thing is, I know I have white friends and they don't have a culture to attach to. So I find a lot of times they get a little envious of like you having something like
really?
That.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they have cultures, but their culture is black.
Yeah, just because we have the culture that has tacos, we're like, what's up? What you got?
I mean,
who can fucking hold up to? All right, come first on, off, bro. Tacos, burritos.
Come on, it's what's the fucking hands down? We smash on every fucking culture with the food, except for Italian food.
Wow,
Italian food's pretty lit.
Italian food's Italian food, but it's close to fucking Spanish speaking anyway. It's all fucking,
we claim it.
Yeah. Well, if you get a fucking
bruschetta, Mexican anyway.
If you get a bruschetta and you fucking replace a bruschetta
with a tortilla,
nah, you know what a bruschetta is?
It's just, like a piece of bread with some stuff on top of it.
Yeah,
toast.
Yeah. But the stuff that's on top of it is basically the bruschetta. It's like the and it's tomatoes,
cheese,
onions. No, tomatoes, onions,
vinaigrette.
Anyway, if you take out the basil and replace it with cilantro, and you basically have a salsa on your hand, a pico de gallo salsa. Mm. So look, I'm not saying that none of the cultures are whack. Every single culture is whack, but there's few. Like I have, you know, I wonder if you're Irish, because I have a friend named Christopher Hune, keeping it crispy.
Yeah,
he's
no connection.
He did 23andMe.
Yeah.
Came back and he goes, I'm fucking white. He's like 99% British.
Really?
Yeah, basically, or whatever.
Boring ass shit.
So I was like, dude, bangers and mash, bro. Yeah. Like, go back to your roots. And he goes, nah, dude, I just like, I'm jealous because you guys have tacos. And, you know, whatever. And I was like, nah, it's not even about that. But it's, you know, I wonder if there's any other heritages out there that are people who are far away from their heritage, you know? Because honestly, if you really think about it, when people get mad at me for not knowing Spanish, Mexicans mainly.
Stupid.
And I remember some lady was talking to me in Spanish. She was at the grocery store. And I go, oh, I go, no, hablo español, poquito español, poquito. And then she's like, she got mad. She's like, oh, she started telling me all this stuff in Spanish. I'm like, well, I just told you I don't speak it, so you can yell at me.
Bitch, I don't speak
it. Yeah, so she started telling me, getting angry. You could tell she got angry. And the cashier looked at me. She's like, I don't understand why she got so mad. I'm like, I know, it's weird. She's like, I'm Polish, and I don't know any, like,
that's,
you know
what I mean? That's what my parents always said. They're like, do they fucking speak German or wherever the fuck they're from, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
And they don't.
Yeah.
Like, almost nobody, none of the fucking white people know Polish, Russian, German, the fucking Swedish, or wherever the fuck they're from. But if they're from England, I guess they got a good excuse. They're like, yeah, I do speak.
Wow. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, so I get where that's coming from, you know. Who know? Like, I just don't know. Obviously, I just don't know any people who really embrace, like, oh, I found out that, you know, I'm Irish or I'm Polish or I'm whatever, and then really kind of get into that.
Get into it.
It sounds like you're not interested at all. You know what I mean? You're just kind of like, eh, whatever.
What? Well, I'm interested in Mexican culture, but my specific, like, town that I come from?
Wow.
I don't know. Not, I mean, I just never even... I'm like, my parents are not interested in it also. It's like, so it's for me, I'm so disconnected from it, I feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think it's good or bad?
I don't know. I guess it would be interesting to find out and maybe interesting to see what, like, what kind, what are the dishes that are from there specifically, or what is the music that is from there specifically. Actually, my buddy was telling me, who's like way into Spanish music, and he knows I was playing him like some of the songs that we play in my band, and he's like, oh, it's like those songs are tight, like those are cool songs, but those songs are from like central Mexico. He's like, I like to play the songs that are from coastal Mexico. He's like, those are the kind of cumbias that I like. I was like, that's the kind of stuff that my family would listen to. Like, those were very big hits. Like, most people will know them, but it's like just not where my family's from.
Right.
And I was like, that's very interesting to me because I had no idea. I just.
You mean there's regions in Mexico?
Yeah. That was like, all, oh, you guys are different? I thought you were just one fucking unified Mexico. No. Well, I know that with food, you know, from watching the fucking Food Network all the time, that, you know, they got the fucking, obviously they're eating more seafood on the coast, you know, and they're eating different kinds of dishes. And oh man, I just had some really good food, by the way. But
where?
From, I don't know what the
is it
name
Mexican?
Of, yeah, I don't know what the name of the place is, but they brought it. No, they brought it. Yeah, I can't read. No, they Christina's parents brought it to her. It's a place in Colton that sells birria.
Oh, what?
And it was basically birria like consomme. So it's like basically like a birria soup, but there's really nothing in it except for meat and like fat. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It was fucking
that's dope.
Ridiculously good.
Bring some.
I want to go to Colton.
Fuck no. Fuck Colton. It's too far. No, not for you.
Not for me. It's not that far.
Dang. Well, so what's some of the best Mexican food you've eaten? Like where you're like, damn, these flavors are good.
That was amazing.
I just told you.
Christina's mom makes bomb.
She throws down?
She makes bomb Mexican food. She makes chili verde, which is like fucking
I'm aware.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Chicken tinga. She makes it bomb too. She makes, and then she just makes a lot of really good dishes, like fucking beef stews and like.
There's the guisados up the street.
Guisados is really fire.
It's good.
You ain't gonna go. You got work, bro.
I know, I got work.
I might go though. Text me pictures. Guisados is actually really fucking good. Yeah. It's really good.
Why don't you order some and bring some back on the show for me? You know,
you'd like that, wouldn't you?
No, I'm just kidding. I think this is interesting going back to your roots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And,
watching roots.
I think it's something we all should, you know, it's important, I think, you know, down the road, maybe not now, maybe down the road, it's just good knowledge to have.
And that's the interesting with like black people, they say they don't even know where they come from because, you know, they were brought here, so they don't even have a fucking clue.
I had a friend of mine who, his name is Atif Ecolona. Mm-hmm. I said his whole name, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I always thought that was an interesting name. And one day, one time we were all high, and I was like, hey, bro, because his name's Atif. I was like, Atif, what's up, bro? How did you get that name?
Queen,
like,
can you get Queen Atifa.
Queen Atifa. That's my mom. So, and then, like, his brother was named Khalil, another was named Afi, and I was just like, they had all these names. I was like, that was just like,
yeah,
it was obviously African. Like,
we made it up.
So I asked him. I was like, this is where it gets interesting, dude. Yeah. I asked him. I was like, yo, how'd you guys get your guys' names? What's up? And he's like, honestly, our names. My name was. He said another name, like some like fucking Tom Washington.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm not even kidding. Yeah, that was my name.
Their slave names. That was their slave names.
That, exactly right. So mm-hmm. he said, my dad went to Africa. He got a fucking test, a blood test or whatever.
Oh, he found out.
And he found out what village he was from.
Wow.
Went there. And I'm not even kidding. He went there, visited the village where he had fucking cousins and ancestors, like second, third cousins or twice removed or whatever the fuck, still living there. People, he said, who looked like him. Well, we're
all,
there.
Let's be honest. They all look like
you racist bastard. You fucking accuse me of being racist. Not even 10 minutes ago. Rewind the tape. So
that was funny.
He found out his the last names of the tribe that he was in, the village he lived in, was Ecolona.
Wow.
So he went back and renamed every all one of his
That's kids. A cool name, Ecolona. I kind of like that.
So yeah, he went back and said, this is our name. This is our real name.
Like, that's tight. And then he picked some other first names from there.
I imagine.
That's really dope. Legit. That's yeah. tight. Now, I've heard the opposite story where they won't know where they're from. Right. So they basically just start picking like fucking African sounding shit. And it just has nothing to do with them.
No.
You know, because Africa's a fucking, not a country, it's a fucking continent. So it's like you could choose something from way off that has nothing to do with you.
The thing is that with.
But I like that he went back with and technology fucking did a blood test too.
Yeah. With technology, it's almost, yeah, it's inexcusable now. You should know these things about yourself.
Dang. So you've never done a 23andMe?
Never.
Dang.
I want to do it.
I want to do it too. That's going to be sick.
Yeah, let's do it on the
what
show.
Do we have to do?
We have to be 23.
Oh, shit. Too old. Too old. You know, my uncle did one. But, you know, he's only has half
a 23-year-old.
Yeah. He's only half of my genes, I guess. Yeah, so it's not going to be exactly the same. It'd be a little bit different.
It'd be way different, bro.
That'd be fun. I'm excited.
You're
going to find out I'm fucking from Corona. Your family comes from this city called Corona. It says here they were the Crown Town Kings.
They worked for the Crown Town Kings.
They worked for the Crown Town Kings.
Yeah, it's so the culture, man. The culture is where you come from, who you are as a person, and that's just. This is it's important, dude.
Dang. Let's put on a Bell City Player song at the end of this. There's a song that we it's right. called Where I Come From.
Perfect. All right, guys. We appreciate you listening to this Friday edition. And we'll see you guys next week.
I feel like
week.
This is a Wednesday and Friday edition and Saturday.
I feel like you should just keep your thoughts to yourself. All right, guys. See you guys next week.